For the pastoral activity of the church, the cooperation of a great many people is needed, so that communities as well as individuals may advance to full maturity in faith and continually show forth their faith through celebration of the liturgy, through study, and through the manner of their life. This cooperation is provided by those who devote themselves to catechesis. Enlightened by God's word and the teaching of the church, catechists impart to others an initiation or a deeper formation in those realities that they themselves have learned as truths to be followed in living and to be celebrated in liturgy. We now, in this celebration, we will bless the name of the Lord for giving us such co-workers and pray that through the Holy Spirit they will receive the grace they need in their service to the church. Now I ask you, are you willing to exercise the ministry of catechesis here at St. John University Parish?
With the help of God, I am ready and willing to serve as a catechist along with all the catechists of this parish.
May God help you to be good stewards to what has been entrusted to you, and may you and all the catechists you serve in this parish receive the grace you need for your service here at St. John University Parish. Bow down for the blessing. Lord God, source of all wisdom and knowledge, you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to live among us and to proclaim his message of faith, hope, and love to all nations. In your goodness, bless our brothers and sisters who have offered themselves as catechists for your church. Strengthen them with your gifts, that they may teach by word and by example the truth that comes from you. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Just a word about these individuals. They're not getting paid, but they devote an awful lot of time to this. An awful lot of time. And a lot of prayer. And it really is a sacrifice. A sacrifice. And if they weren't willing to make that sacrifice, then to pass on the faith to our children that is so critical in this day and age would be so lacking. We lose a lot of people in very critical ages, and they don't come back. They don't come back. And part of the reason is they never had the opportunity to be really taught and learn the faith. And it is really through the efforts of these individuals, young people among them, who are in school, by the way, and still taking the time to do this, that we ensure that we pass on the great heritage and the mystery and the blessings that are here. So again, my thanks to all of them and to Miss Margarina, who directs our religious education and has really gone above and beyond, really. She certainly does. She's an example to the rest of the staff and to me. But, okay. Thank you very much.